This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. In a short time from now, President Biden and the First Lady are set to take part in a welcoming ceremony in Paris, greeted by French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife.
This morning, President Biden and the First Lady will be part of a procession down the famed Champs-Élysées to the Élysée Palace, the French president's official residence, where the Bidens will be the guests of honor at a state dinner.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Welcome news for humanitarian relief efforts in Gaza. U.S. officials say a military-built pier off the coast of Gaza has been reconnected to the beach after a portion of it was damaged during storms. Aid shipments expected to resume soon. A small plane crash in Washington State claiming the life of Apollo astronaut Bill Anders. He was flying the plane. He was 90 years old. Harvey Weinstein's attorneys asking a California appeals court to toss out his rape conviction, claiming that he did not receive a fair trial. This is ABC News. Following the death of O.J. Simpson in April, the FBI now releasing 475 pages of documents pertaining to the investigation of O.J. and the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman.
The documents released mostly focus on the investigation. It shows the FBI was very interested in the rare Bruno Mali shoes that were worn by the murderer. Detectives actually visited Italy to research the manufacturing and distribution of these shoes. Hundreds of other pages show details about the collection and testing of forensic evidence from the crime scene. One page shows a number of fibers recovered from the infamous white Ford Bronco.
That's ABC's Carlos Granda in Los Angeles. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he will be voting in November against a ballot amendment to legalize recreational marijuana in his state, a deeply personal decision, he says, that's based on his brother's long history of addiction. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for mostly cloudy, a few showers likely late morning to early afternoon, a high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, a low dropping down to 50. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, a few afternoon sprinkles possible, a high in the mid-70s. Clearing and cool Sunday night, 47. On Monday, mostly sunny and comfortable, will top off at 72. On Tuesday, back to 74 with a few showers. Wednesday, partly sunny and warm with a high of 81.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
To the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh? A little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance.
hole in his pants and his knees sticking out. He's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girly, yo? Begging for a bite. Bimbo, bimbo, candy on your facey, oh. Bimbo, bimbo, chewing on your gummy, oh. Bimbo, bimbo, when you gonna grow? Everybody loves you, little baby bimby, oh. Sitting still, he's just a roving kind. Although he's just a little boy, he's got a grown-up mind. He's always got a shaggy dog a pulling at his clothes, and everybody calls to him as down the street he goes. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know you're going down the road to see a little girly, oh? Bimbo, 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 bimbo.
Good morning, your weekend wake up. We get it underway with the great Jim Reeves. From Jimmy to Johnny, this is Lady Lay Down.
Too many times I didn't try to hold you. I never kept the promises I told you. Now it's time I give in, I know, to the words that I should have said long ago. I've known about it. You gave me love and learned to live without it. Now that you've turned to go, let me beg you to stay the best way. Love around me.
June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Chippewa on down up the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound. Every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind.
just too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all go. The gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The River Valley Blackhawk girls soccer team will take on Regis McDonald Central Catholic in WIAA Division 4 sectional final tournament action today. It takes place at Oak Leaf Stadium in Altoona starting at 4 p.m. Both teams are number one seeds from their regions in the tournament. The winner of today's game will advance on to the state tournament, which will be held this Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Our attention now turns to girls softball and the right to advance and play in the state championship series. Division 5 semifinals, a 7-3 win for Oakfield over Thorpe. Pacelli shut out Assumption 10-0. Division 4 Fall Creek with a shutout win over Coleman 12-0. Cuba City advances on with the win over Auburndale 9-4. Division 3 Laconia, a 3-2 win over Mishicot. Prescott shut down Broadhead 4-1. Division 2, Mosinee, a 10-9 win over Lake Mills. Waupun defeated New Berlin Eisenhower 2-1. And D1, it was a 1-0 shutout for Kenosha Bradford over Watertown. And Milton picked up a 5-3 win over Kokona. That sets the finals for today at the Goodman Diamond in Madison. Division 5, Pacelli takes on Oakfield. In Division 4, Cuba City will face Fall Creek. Division 3 finals, Laconia and Prescott. Division 2, we see Waupun versus Mosinee. And the Division 1 championship today, Kenosha Bradford will take on Milton. Tobias Myers allowed one hit in 8 innings, and Blake Perkins hit his first of 2 RBI triples in a 5-run second, lifting the Milwaukee Brewers to a 10-0 interleague win over Detroit last night. Milwaukee had a breakout offensive performance after scoring a total of 2 runs while getting swept in a 3-game series at Philadelphia. Perkins was one of 4 Brewers with 2 RBIs. The Tigers, meanwhile, went 7 innings without a hit. Myers gave up a leadoff single to Matt Vierling, and the Tigers didn't get another knock until the 9th inning against rookie James Meeker. Myers walked 3 and struck out 5. Other interleague finals, Pittsburgh defeated Minnesota 3-0, Miami down Cleveland 3-2. The Dodgers 2-1 over the Yankees, San Fran 5-2 over Texas. American League, Baltimore doubled up on Tampa Bay 6-3. The Chi Sox shut down Boston 7-2. Kansas City 10, Seattle 9. Oakland a 2-1 win over Toronto. And Houston 7-1 over the Angels. And National League, Washington over Atlanta 2-1. Cincinnati beat the Cubbies 3-2. St. Louis 8-5 over Colorado. And San Diego 10, Arizona 3.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, through my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair, and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away bell was ringing, and it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, Sunday that makes a body feel alone, and there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Dolapusa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chickapee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Peach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shefferville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
5:33 is your wake-up time. That's two in a row from Johnny Cash for your Saturday morning weekend wake-up. The Wirtz Floor and Home thermometer showing 56. That's up a couple from our overnight low of 54. We're going to get all the way up to 72 for your Saturday. Maybe some rain at times today. We'll keep you in all up to date on that, and we'll let you know when it's heading your way. Hopefully not too much. We don't need to wash out. We need a nice weekend. You know what else we need? More of you, the Bellamy Brothers on RCOFM.
Hearts burning like they were on fire. Babe, my heart is screaming to say, girl, we got to go all the way. I need more of you, changing my rain into sun.
Every day we need a farmer. June Dairy Month is a great time to recognize our dairy farmers' dedication to their farms and animals. It's a 365-day-a-year passion to produce wholesome dairy products. So raise a glass of milk, that is, to our local farm families. Along with Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1990. 1963. Whether you're looking to sell or buy, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. In Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out their options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadine. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Attention WRCO listeners, Father's Day is just around the corner, and we've got an incredible giveaway just for you when you hear this.
Love my daddy, I love my daddy, I love my daddy, yes I do.
Be the seventh caller and get registered to win amazing prizes. The drawing will be held Friday morning, June 14th during the 7 o'clock hour. Our grand prize includes 4 Brewer tickets and a Gladiator refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance. But that's not all. We have plenty of other fantastic prizes up for grabs, like a $50 gift certificate from Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, a $50 gift certificate from Napa, and 2 rounds of 9 holes of golf with a cart. Plus, you could win 4 rounds of 18 holes with a cart from House on the Rock Attraction and Resort. It's easy to enter. Just be the 7th caller when you hear,
I love my daddy, I love my dad.
Celebrate Father's Day the right way with WRCO Radio Father's Day Giveaway. Good luck and happy Father's Day.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration.
time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Time for a cool change. Time just for a cool change.
Now that my life is so rearranged,
I know that it's for a cool change.
Continue during your weekend wake up, the Little River Band with Cool Change. Well, the weather's changed in the last 20 minutes. Light rain falling currently, and we're at 56 degrees.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old. Younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads. Gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place.
It's a classic country cut.
Classic country.
From WRCO-FM.
Well, I'm only
Texarkana, I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down to Baton Rouge. Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Hey, guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. Hey, I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. I said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down to Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna learn to walk that walk. I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Heels in Baton Rouge.
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV
from WRCO-FM.
MeTV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Reynolds Bell's Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on profit-taking and technical selling. They gave back some gains from Thursday with spillover from soybean products and palm oil. China did buy 104,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans Friday morning, their first announced purchase in a long time, but they have yet to purchase any new crop U.S. soybeans. The new marketing year for soybeans and for corn starts September 1st. July beans were down 20 and three quarters at 11.79 and a quarter. August was 16 and three quarters lower at 11.76 and three quarters. July bean meal is down $2.10 at $3.60.70. July soybean oil is down 72 points at $43.63. Corn was lower on profit-taking and technical selling. It did end the week mixed, though. There are a lot of questions about just how many acres of corn will be planted with the USDA's planted area totals out on the 28th. Before that, though, we get new supply and demand estimates on the 12th and CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil on the 13th. Most of the Corn Belt should see a hotter, drier pattern by mid-month. July corn was down 3 1/4 at 448 and three quarters. September was 3 lower at 454 and three quarters. July oats are down 11 at 348. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling in addition to the higher trade in the dollar. Wheat continues to watch the early U.S. winter wheat harvest results. Export demand remains slow but could pick up steam at least a little due to the crop issues in the Black Sea region. July Chicago is down 12 at 627.5. July Kansas City was 12 1/4 lower at 665 and three quarters. July Minneapolis wheat was down 12 1/4 at 694.5. Live cattle were mixed Friday, waiting for the rest of the week's direct cash cattle business. I'll have more on that in just a moment. And feeders were up on the lower move in corn. August live was down 30 at 177.17. October was up 2 at 179.67. August feeders were $2.07 higher at $254.92. September feeders were up 175 at $255.85. And hogs were mostly modestly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. July hogs were up 52 cents at 93.50. August lean held at 91.67. The broader markets ended the day pretty bearish. Direct cash cattle business was slow to develop Friday. There was late scattered trade reported at mostly 301 Dresden, Nebraska, steady with the previous week, and a handful of sales at 189 live, also in Nebraska. Asking prices on Friday were 186 to 187 live and 304 plus Dresden, with bids at 185 and 190 live and 300 Dresden. Thursday's trade was light at mostly 185 in Kansas and Texas, a dollar lower than the week before. For the week in Missouri, hay supply and demand are both light to moderate. USDA says cutting is moving along and prices remain strong even as new crop starts to hit the market. Medium squares of supreme quality alfalfa reported at $250 to $350, with premium at $200 to $275. In Nebraska, the test was too light for an adequate comparison on either old or new crop hay, while ground and delivered dehydrated pellets were steady. Demand was called very light for both old and new crop. USDA says haying conditions are good, and some producers are getting dairy quality hay in the first cutting. For eastern Nebraska, medium squares of good quality alfalfa sold at $100 with 17% protein dehydrated pellets at $325. In the Platte Valley, ground alfalfa was reported at $165 with dehydrated pellets at $350 to $360. For western Nebraska, large squares of supreme quality alfalfa brought $170. USDA says hay prices in South Dakota were unsettled with lower than normal demand and movement as producers were in the field cutting. Large squares of premium alfalfa sold at $2.15, with large squares of good to premium at $1.80, and 17% protein sun-cured pellets at $3.00. Large rounds of fair to good quality grass brought $110. USDA's weekly biomass report says corn stocks averaged $59.38 per ton, straw averaged $90, and grass averaged $72.50. Cash hogs were steady to week with a light closing negotiated run at the major direct markets. It was another quiet Friday as most buyers had the needed near-term numbers in hand. Opening to closing movement was minimal, and while pork was up sharply at midday, it only closed firm, with the cutout values high watermark for the week set on Monday, reflecting the questions about sustained domestic demand. Again, the major direct markets did end the day weak at the national direct trade with a very light negotiated run, just shy of 2,000 head. USDA says early weaned pigs and feeder pigs were steady on the week with steady demand for moderate offerings. Receipts were down from the previous week but up from last year. For early weaned pigs, the cash weighted average was $38.92, while the formula weighted average was $40.83, putting the weighted average for all early weaned pigs at $39.34. For feeder pigs, the weighted average on Friday was $59.79. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com, and you can follow us on X at Brownfield. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
AB.